good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this. As stewards of the industry, P&K Equipment supports those who work the land. With great deals on John Deere tractors and hay tools, when you purchase an eligible utility tractor or baler or mower conditioner, you can get $1,000 off your total purchase. And the best part is, this offer can be stacked for extra savings. So hurry into P&K or visit us at pkequipment.com. It's our way of saying thanks to you. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/30/15. Subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial. Other incentives may be available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lether joins us now from Lether Commodities. And, well, obviously, we're going to talk about these livestock futures here today. The feeder cattle limit down once again. Now, the live cattle, boy, just narrowly missed being limit down yesterday. In fact, the later months actually had a positive finish.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yesterday, Dave, we did see the live cattle at times trade down the limit. None of the contracts closed limit down, and we did have moments where we was trading on both sides of unchanged in live cattle. As you said, Dave, the deferred contract showing the most strength. But our feeder cattle, once again, open and closed down the $3 limit. That's the second straight day of no trade whatsoever, the fifth straight day of being limit down in those feeder cattle contracts. We also have seen finally, and I really mean that finally, the CME group has taken emergency action and will expand the daily trading limit for the feeder cattle today. They're going to increase it from $3 to $4.50, and it can be expanded to $6.75 on Friday if one of the first 2 months closed limit down today in the feeder cattle. Now, margin requirements for feeder cattle will also increase today by 33%. We did see choice box beef yesterday down 47 cents. Select boxes down $3.12 on a movement of 131 loads. The cattle kill was only 101,000 head yesterday. Cash feeder index continued lower, down 58 cents yesterday. And we saw on the close yesterday, February cattle down $2.92. January feeders down the $3 limit, and February lean hogs down $1.20.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures yesterday, the grains with a decent day, positive across the board.
Exactly, Dave. We saw the talk and rumors continue about possible trade restrictions by Russia. And that, along with the fact of the fund buying, allowed the wheat futures yesterday to close up over 20-some cents to the upside, making new highs for the move to the upside in both Chicago and Kansas City wheat. Now, corn and soybeans also closed positive yesterday. And this morning, we will not only see at 7:30 our USDA export sales come out, but we're also going to see USDA release their 10-year baseline projections. Now, this is about a month and a half earlier than what they have done in the past, so this is going to give us our data a little bit more current, as most of that data is collected in the November time frame. Now, trading volume was well above average overnight in the wheat, corn, and soybeans, as they have all traded higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much for your time this morning. Certainly enjoyed it, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow, as always, and look forward to that. For Tom Lether, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.